Hello and welcome to another edition of Design Buzz, the blog for those interested in today's nightclub and bar design trends, product reviews and interviews. Here's our host, international nightclub designer, Rick Usabel.
This is a place to come and hear about industry trends and news and design and all things related to the hospitality industry. Today I have an interview here with a special guest. By the name of Ron Vandermolen from a new company called Clean Drop Mobile, and we want to talk about health, about food safety, and you know it's really kind of shocking. I don't know if people have ever had food poisoning, but if you did, you know, it's curious to know what sort of satisfaction you had with dealing with your local health department, if you had any or any satisfaction or none, because there's a lot of evidence to suggest that people everywhere pretty much have issues dealing with their health departments when reporting cases of health related eating in restaurants and things like that. So. You know, you might be interested to know that the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, what we call CDC, estimates annually that 1 in 6 Americans, about 48 million people, get sick, 128,000 are hospitalized, and 3,000 die from foodborne diseases. It's just really quite shocking, and you know, they have a really good report here on this on the downloadable that I'm including here in this interview, which discusses all these statistics and all these interesting things. The problem, though, is that as I see it, is that, you know, CDC being a government agency, they tend to be rather matter-factual about how they approach everything. It's sort of like a blend of a lot of science and a little bit, I guess, what you would call practical advice, you know. So, but unless you have a master's degree in microbiology, most of what you read in this report really doesn't probably mean much to most people. I mean, I don't know who knows the difference between salmonella and listeria and things like that. But one thing that you'll find from this report that is kind of interesting, it gets down to the last area called. There's a paragraph called "What Can Consumers Do to Protect Themselves from Foodborne Illness?" And of the 5 precautions that the CDC lists that Americans should practice to protect themselves, the last one, which is titled "Report," I find the most interesting. In other words, what they want you to do is call your local health department. And I don't know if you've ever had any success calling your local health department, as I was saying earlier, but you might be shocked at the following. In the September 1st, 2013 edition of the Chicago Tribune, a story titled "City Falls Short Inspecting Restaurants," another downloadable I have here, the city of Chicago is so understaffed that it isn't even inspecting restaurants once yearly. The Federal Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, recommends a minimum of 1 inspection every 6 months. The article goes on to list a few prominent nightlife locations in Chicago, one of which is called Sluggers in the Wrigleyville area near Cubs Park, that has not been inspected in 2 years as of the printing of the story, 2 years since. So they are in the heart of the city. Thousands and thousands of people visit this place every week, really. And here they are with virtually not a single inspection in 2 years. In another report published in the May 23rd, 2014 edition on slashot.org, it was noted that in 2012, New York City's Department of Health and Mental Hygiene found that residents weren't turning to the city's free 311 service to make such complaints, but rather they're reporting their experiences in Yelp reviews. Yelp, as everyone knows, is a restaurant review website. And after a 9-month-long collaborative study between the City of New York, Yelp, and Columbia University, it was discovered that 97% of actionable complaints had not been reported to the city. And the study concluded that social media sphere would provide the public with more options to report complaints about restaurants and the identification of possible closure to foodborne illnesses. According to the story from the Chicago Tribune that I mentioned a moment ago, staffing seems to be at the heart of the problem here. In a city with a population of over 2.5 million people and 12,000 retail food establishments, Chicago has only 38 full-time inspectors at the time the story was reported. It sounds like perhaps the likely culprit in both cities, and it's probably the culprit in many places, is related to city budgets. It doesn't end there because nearly every city in the U.S. seems to be in the same boat. So what's the answer? Of course, we talk about retail food. We're not just referring to restaurants. Also included in this group are bars, sports bars, and nightclubs, any establishment that serves food. From the New York City study, we see how the first resource people are using is Yelp. But Yelp isn't a place where anyone goes for action. It's just a place for information. It's used in the same way as Facebook. This dilemma hasn't gone unnoticed as one man has seen the solution for this growing problem. I have with me today Mr. Ron Vandermolen of Chicago, who recognized the opportunity to use social media as an actionable resource for addressing the issue of clean food. Ron, why don't you tell us a little bit about your background here, and welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Rick. Really appreciate the time and being here with you. Been cleaning, repairing tile and grout in commercial kitchens for almost 20 years. We've seen the fantastic ones all the way down to something that you just don't want to be in. And it's amazing the differences in owners, whether it's franchise or a mom and pop. And the time has come, I think, to reward the excellent owners with customer loyalty. And if need be, you know, work with the ones who need a little help. And we'll just keep moving forward. And maybe we can get a little less foodborne illness out there, which would be our goal.
Yeah. Ron, tell us about, you know, when we, I think most of us when we think of a foodborne illness, our first thoughts normally gravitate towards the greasy spoon type places, but tell us what you've seen in your years of being in the back room of these places.
A greasy spoon sometimes can even be some of the cleanest places. I think maybe what's becoming relevant today is food trucks. It used to be called roach coaches. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, they are pristine, state-of-the-art on so many levels, so much more than, you know, your normal McDonald's, Wendy's, fast food establishment, or even a four-star restaurant. One of the keys that we always kind of look for and tell everybody when they go, where do you eat, what do you think, is we take a quote in a page from Anthony Bourdain, who says, you know, before you order, check the bathroom. And if that bathroom has a smell or it's not properly kept, leave, because that is the indicator of how the kitchen is being serviced. And you can get, you know, from that detail down to sticky tabletops, or, you know, the menu that is handed to you is sticky or it's got stuff on it. I mean, it's not hard to spot that, and that's an indication of what's going on in that kitchen, and it's about what's, you know, going on your plate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, so you're saying that basically it isn't the greasy spoon that's necessarily the culprit, but even four-star restaurants can be out there too. Would you not agree?
Absolutely. You know, you can literally, you know, everybody says, you know, you Google something, but every day there's a story on a local, you know, media outlet of this restaurant, whether it's fast food, regional chains, or hotels that have an outbreak. I mean, even this year for the food safety meeting in Colorado, they had a food illness outbreak, which, you know, is ironic. But that tells you, you know, what's going on, because everybody assumes that it's clean in the back because the health department is supposed to be taking care of that. There's a story almost every week about this place hasn't been inspected in 2 years, 3 years. And, you know, there are great in health inspectors. There are poor health inspectors. You're trusting your health to someone you've never met, and you're relying on someone else's judgment. And that just never really works out. So what we thought was, we'll turn the public into the health department, and we'll get response and action that way that needs to be taken care of. And I think that's not a bad idea.
Well, you know, it is interesting, though, that here we have this huge platform for that we call social media. And interesting that a place like New York City came to the conclusion, you know, a couple years ago that this is the answer. This is the way we can best communicate and perhaps maybe bring a course of action to those who aren't performing well, right?
Absolutely.
So that was your. So tell me about your new company, Ron. I know you've been working at this for a couple of years. The name of your business is called Clean Drop Mobile, correct?
Correct. And it's just a mobile app. You can go to the Clean Drop Mobi website. So it's cleandrop.mobi. There's the website. Tells you our mission statement, what we intend to do, what we're going to be doing. And there you can click and download the free app, and that will get you started. Mm-hmm. And we just want everybody's pictures, any type of indication of what you think. We'll take questions, even if you don't even have a problem. Mm-hmm. Just give us a question, and we'll work through that with you. We're literally going to combine several social media apps, platforms that are out there, and this is something where a restaurant cannot buy his way into our good graces. We want the restaurant to develop a loyalty with customers who want and demand clean surfaces, clean kitchens, and the rest will just have to figure it out.
Right, and most importantly, this is a service that can't be provided by anybody else currently, not Yelp and not even Angie's List, right?
Correct, but and what I like about it is that it is not as the term is, pay for play. You have to earn your way on, and you have to stay on by earning it that way. We just really want a true indication of what that daily inspection is of that restaurant, instead of waiting or hoping or assuming that, you know, the health inspector for your city, county, or is taking care of that to protect you and your family. We're giving you the control of wherever you are going. This bathroom is nasty. Now I have some concerns. Let Clean Drop know, and we will then take care of that with the owner, the manager, and get right back to you. So you do have a voice, and your voice then is out there shared with thousands, hundreds of thousands of other people who all know, you know, that this place is under a question. So why would I go there? It'll bring a little more safety if the restaurant owner believes that he's being watched. He's going to work a little harder and not be dirty. He'll be clean.
So your goal is to provide a valuable service to the consumer, who knows where they can go, where they are safe. Is that not true?
True. Mm-hmm. And we have national companies that we work with. We have the local companies that we work with in every city, and that way we can move on. It's not going to be a 2 week wait, or, you know, we've reported to the health department, we're going to wait on them. We're going to be proactive on getting this done, because if that bathroom is dirty, it's probably going to stay dirty, and someone's going to get something eventually. So we kind of like to get to it quicker than later and get a response that you want. I mean, everybody, when they make a complaint, wants a response. So
right. You want to keep them on their toes, because they have business that can be lost, irrespective of how long it takes for the health department inspector to get there, if they show up.
If if they show up, or the health department will go, well, we inspected that, you know, 2 months ago according to our records, and we didn't find anything. And there's always something maybe possibly in the way of getting your resolve. But at that point in time, that day, you have an issue, and you don't, if you want to go back there, you'd like to have it taken care of.
Sure. So basically then, Ron, how do people then engage the service? I mean, can you walk us through how this works, like from A to Z, you know, what they do,
sure,
beginning with the app and all that?
Okay. Download the app, Clean Drop mobile app, and then when you see a dirty bathroom or, you know, a cockroach happens to walk across your table or across the floor, take a picture of it. You can send that picture to Clean Drop Mobile. You can do it on Twitter, send it to our website, whichever works best for you. Shoot us an email or just even a Twitter notation, and we will move forward with that. We will contact then the manager, the owner, tell them that this is what happened, and we'd like to know what they intend to do about it. And we will gauge those responses and find out if they have a, if a cockroach walks across your table, we're going to find out if they have a extermination contract in place that's actually working. If need be, we will contact the existing pest control company and make sure that they're following through. I mean, we literally follow it to the nth so that we're not being told by, you know, the owner that, oh, we have a, you know, it's the pest control guy's fault, we have a contract. We're not going to take excuses. We would just like some answers. And then we will notify the person who reported it and tell them exactly what's going on. We will then, you know, move that on social media. We will contact our local station affiliates and all the other media outlets that we work with, notify them, and then actually lastly we'll tell the health department.
Mm-hmm.
And within 24 hours we will have responses.
Of course, this works as well for people, for those that might be employed in such a place where things are going on that they're not too happy about, right?
Right. And that way, sometimes you don't want to put your social media, Twitter, out there for everybody else to see. So just, you know, contacting, you know, the Clean Drop Mobile on the website, shoot us an email, and we'll do it discreetly, sort of as that catchphrase whistleblower goes with. And we'll do it in a nice way. This doesn't have to be an antagonistic or adversarial proceeding. It's just a matter of, there's a problem, let's get it fixed. And sometimes just a little nudge works very well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, so you, I heard you mention a moment ago that you have a network of contacts, sort of like on the other side of the ball.
Yes. Yes, we have janitorial companies that are national, and then we work with all of the local city janitorial companies. They know the area like the back of their hand. They're already working with some restaurants, and those that, you know, they're saying are doing a great job will make the clean list, that clean drop go-to place. We work with the area pest control. We work with national hood and duct cleaning companies. We work with the local hood and duct cleaning guys. Everybody kind of has a nice little role to play because there are so many restaurants, hotels with restaurants in them, that we use everybody that we can, that we know does a good job, and we can rely upon their word.
Sure.
And, you know, we're not going to take anybody's I'll get that done tomorrow. It's like, okay, we have people that we know we can work with, and they're on the same mission that we are. They want a clean, safe place that they can take their family to go eat, because, you know, there's a lot of people in the hospitality industry that just refuse to eat out unless it's one or two places.
Well, and I think it's really rather telling that, you know, according to the story I mentioned earlier from New York City, that Slashdot story.
Yes.
That,
yes.
97% of actual complaints have not been filed with the city, but people are in huge numbers reporting automatically to Yelp as though they knew instinctively that they had a better shot at getting action, or at least identifying a problem and through social media channels. So I guess you could say that it's people are pretty sophisticated at and they're, you know, what resources they have out there to use. So Queen Drop Mobile will be something that's actually more tuned in to the you know, to the to how and to make to get resolution to these problems. So do you currently then on your marketing campaign you have some interest on behalf of TV stations, I understand it, to take this out there?
Yes, we do. Nationally, most of the ABC affiliates handle a feature that they call Dirty Dining, and they comb health inspection reports and people call in complaints. And we started months ago working with those local affiliates. So when we have something, we let them know. And then, as in, say, Tampa, Wendy Ryan goes out and takes a look at that facility and, you know, exposes it, and suddenly they have, you know, some bad news. It's like kind of like having 60 Minutes show up at your restaurant asking to see your kitchen. Mm-hmm. And we do that then, you know, in these regional markets. We work with, you know, some of the newspapers, and there's Behind the Kitchen Door. Everyone has sort of their little thing for the affiliates, but it wasn't too long ago that a Golden Corral employee posted a racks of food back by the dumpster because the health inspector showed up, and that made the ABC news. And people, I think, are maybe tired of assuming, as it becomes clear that cities can't handle the number of restaurants with the number or ratio of health inspectors. We're going to have to stop assuming a little bit and maybe take a little responsibility into our own hands and keep ourselves a little more safer, and then reward the ones who really want to have a great restaurant, a clean restaurant. And I think this app gives people that chance to voice the complaint and then actually get an answer. That is the entire key, Rick, is get an answer. Find out if this restaurant or, you know, commercial area, whatever, they're going to fix it and they understand it, or they don't care. So why do you want to give your hard-earned dollars to someone who doesn't care? If you're a business guy, you want to, you know, a person, however you want to phrase that, I'm just saying, you have a meeting, and you have a lunch meeting with clients, or you're the client, and this lunch meeting doesn't go well because you picked the wrong restaurant and the bathroom is terrible. You know, there's this stench coming out of the bathroom or whatever, even though it looked nice and you thought it would be fine. That literally does not work well for that meeting. So, you know, we want to make sure that that doesn't happen. And we're going to start issuing the lists of Clean Drop approved restaurants after the 4th of July. And you can start picking from those.
Great.
Or submitting and move them forward.
Yeah. And where are you currently operating, Ron? I know you're sort of regionally at this point.
We're Chicago, Miami, and Tampa.
Okay. All right. So those are good, three good markets, Chicago particularly. And you have, of course, you have your sights set on taking this nationally in a shortest possible time as there is, I suppose. That's your goal, right, to take Queen Drop Mobile national?
Absolutely. We're already in discussions with San Diego, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Washington, D.C. It's literally just as fast as we can run to make that happen, but in a nice structured manner so that we can handle everything. And the beginning response is already fantastic. And people are just going, really, I can complain to you and you'll take care of it and get me an answer? And the answer is yes.
Okay.
It's what we,
cool.
It's what we do.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, I think everybody's going to be really excited to get involved with Clean Drop Mobile. And sounds like it's the thing that's going to work for consumers in retail eating establishments to finally have not only a for someone to post their information, but someone who can actually take action and bring it to closure and get a resolution. So,
and the other thing is that we want people to nominate their favorite restaurant. You know, send us a picture of that bathroom or that kitchen, mm-hmm. saying, this is where I love to go. It's always fantastic. And, you know, send us that and let us move that forward. We don't care about how your steak was cooked. We don't care about how it smelled, the sizzle, or anything else. We want to make sure where that steak was cooked is clean.
There you go. Sure. Okay, Ron. Well, hey, thanks very much for joining me today on Design Buzz, and really appreciate your time and all that, and it's been very informative, and wish you the best of success.
Well, thank you, Rick. I'm just glad we could help, and thanks for the opportunity.
Thank you, sir. We'll be talking again soon.
All right.
Thank you very much, and we'll see you again next time on Design Buzz. Take care now.
All right. Thanks.
On behalf of Rick, thank you again for joining us for this edition of Design Buzz. We all look forward to seeing you again real soon.